When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today we got one of my favorite rappers, one crazy-ass human being. I'm very excited to get to know a little bit here. RXK Nephew, how you feeling,
appreciate
my guy?
You, my boy. I'm feeling good, real good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
you. This is the coolest podcast in the world. Ever. I swear to God.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much. And this is also my first masked up podcast. Let's just call that.
Oh, okay. I forgot my mask. Put your motherfucking mask on.
Yeah. COVID, man. What the fuck? How you doing? What's going on?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm motivated. Good spirits. Here in L.A. working. I ain't been sleeping a month.
You ain't slept in a month?
Videos every day. They dropping every day. Yeah. Songs every day.
What kind of drugs you got to do to stay up for a month?
My E-pill, Henny. That's it. I can't fault none of that other shit.
You said E-pills and Henny?
Yeah, just E-pills and Henny, though.
That's dope. People don't really come on here and confess to be popping E-pills too often.
Yeah, I tried a lot of shit. I used to do Molly, cocaine. But that shit, all that shit be noticeable. I don't want my family, none of that, to see that. Or it take toll on you, make you lose weight. So I figured, you know what I'm saying? The beans, the E-pill, we call them beans, they better.
Right, but the beans don't make you feel like you look like a fucking nutcase off that shit?
Well, nobody know you doing.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, every time I ever did Molly or E-pill or some shit, everybody, the whole fucking block would know. If a cop Molly, took one look at me, they would know. I'm moving around my jaws on a swivel. That shit is...
See, that's why I had to stop with the Molly and do the E-pills, because like the E-pill got Molly in it, the MDMA. Like, so it's not so much of it. It's mixed with everything.
Yeah. Get a little fent in there.
Yeah, so it kind of balance it out. That's why you be, you know.
For sure.
Molly, you won't sleep forever.
So you're from upstate New York, right?
Yeah, upstate.
Where, Rochester?
Uh-huh, close to Toronto.
That's kind of crazy, though. I don't know if I ever heard of rappers coming out of there. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
Right. I mean, they talk about, like, Griselda. Griselda kind of, like, broke the door down for upstate New York in a
They're
way.
From Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a different lane.
But... I thought they was from Rochester, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different lane, though, because they try to follow a New York city trend, but we never been able to break into the New York City thing.
Right.
They never accepted nobody.
But, I mean, that's kind of, do you feel like you're totally opting out of that? Like, there's, like, even when you think about Buffalo, you think about it as kind of like an extension of Brooklyn and shit. Like, every time I've ever been in Buffalo, I'm looking at dudes like, damn, they look like New York dudes from like 5-6 years ago.
You know what? They kind of do.
No offense. No offense.
Yeah. No. You're right.
Not Griselda. I'm just talking about dudes I've seen standing on the street and shit. Like, it feels like a little bit later extended borough.
Nah. There definitely is, though. Rochester got that same vibe. Where they just kind of like a little sped up and caught up.
Okay. So you spent your whole life growing up there?
Yeah. Whole life.
How was
it? I really grew up in jail.
Oh, really?
So growing up in jail, I grew up around everybody. Well, to prison, I grew up in juvenile, but I went to prison. And that's like, I went there 18, 17. 17, went to county jail, then went to prison 18. So make a long story short, I was around Albany, Buffalo, Syracuse, Utica, from all the way to New York City. So I could be able to, you know what I'm saying? Right. So I'm knowing other walks of life and networking.
Because they take all the New York City prisoners, a lot of them end up.
Put them upstate, So then we get to network with each other. So then we all trying to link up with each other when we go home.
So you found out about like everything in the tri-state?
Everything I could, yeah, everything.
Interesting.
When I came home, I just started going there. And then I was linking with people from the jail.
Okay.
Like, you know, people that I had wrote down in my Bible and shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How old are you right now?
Started calling them. Oh, man. Say it too. 27. Slytherin is 27.
Okay. That's what's up. What'd you initially go into jail or prison for?
What did I go for?
Yeah, what'd you get caught up doing?
Oh, man. They charged me with robbery and kidnapping, but I copped out to robbery. You know what I'm saying? And I was a youth, but I took, you know what I'm saying? I took 4 years.
Okay.
And they gave me 2 years on parole and did all of that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you I was innocent. I was, but it is what it is, though. I learned from that, though, because that made me what I am. That got me right here. I had time to think. I was lit. I read, did a lot of reading. That's what made my raps better. That's what made me think better.
Who do they think that you kidnapped? What was their theory?
Their theory is I put a gun to somebody's head, a couple, and put them both in the car, and they supposedly had the baby around.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I'm sitting there like, listen here. And then they pointed me out like in a photo array.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But I had this tattoo. I had little braids. And I about 6 feet, 190 pounds. You know what I'm saying? It's not hard to miss that.
Right.
So that's what I was trying to beat it on, but it didn't work out.
Damn. Were you not?
They got them. They wanted me to tell on somebody else. But, you know, they told me, like, if you ain't going to say nothing, then we're going to get you indicted. So I thought I was, you know what I'm saying, held it down. Like, I ain't got nothing to say, thinking I'm going to go home. And they came back, and the victims circled my face out, and it was over. Indictment. Yeah. But then I fought it for a year, and then I just decided to cop out.
Okay. Yeah. So growing up in that area and shit, was it always like a feeling like there was a very high chance that you ended up in prison and shit? Like the cops are on motherfuckers out there?
They know what's going on. So it's like the prison system in New York is like, it's crazy because Rochester population is on like 300,000, but the prison is filled with Rochester.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's strong in there. We got a phone. We stick together. It's like a gang.
Really?
In its own.
Okay. Is it like racial politics in there for the most part? It's not broken down by actual gangs?
Just Spanish, Bloods, Crips, and Towns.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. It's not like probably out here.
And so,
MS-13.
Where were you at, like, all through high school and shit, like, in terms of what you saw for yourself in life? Like, you weren't thinking about music or anything at that point, I'm assuming?
I never thought about, like, I always loved music. I always thought, like, everybody wanted to make music, try to rap, but nah. And high school, I never made it past the seventh grade. I went to juvenile, and that's it. That's history.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were your parents like, and what'd they think of all this?
I was raised by my grandmother, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but she motivated me, though. She always told me, like, I had it determined. That she ain't never judged me for the shit I did, like, getting arrested. And none of that crazy shit. But she had her own kids to raise. So I was just her grandchild. So I never put too much pressure on her.
Interesting. So So you get into jail and prison and stuff. How did you feel like you fit in? You kind of like appreciate being in that element once you got in there?
Nah, at the time when I got in there, I just thought like, fuck it. Like, I wasn't the type to kill myself or suicidal or none of that. And I had my baby right before I went in there.
Oh, wow.
You know, my girl said she was pregnant. You know what I'm saying? But it ended up, you know what I'm saying, it's my daughter. But I just found that out, so it was a lot of weight on my shoulders. So I just thought, like, just, you know, I had to do time, but I wanted it to be easy. So, I just turned out to have fun. So my hobby was, like, just getting into shit and smoking weed.
Right.
Fucking with the gangbangers.
You didn't have any chance of getting more time tacked on there?
Yeah, I did. But sometimes I just don't give a fuck. Right. Sometimes, though. But I know what I'm doing, though. I'm not going to, like, assault police or stab somebody. I'm just going to be an asshole and troll and just...
How bad were the guards and shit up there?
Bad as shit.
Yeah?
They're killing folks. We don't fuck with the guys. I rather fuck with the inmates.
Goddamn.
Yeah, my friend got killed by getting pushed down the stairs and beat to death, and they just blamed it on anything. Like, they blame it on K2. That's a lot.
Oh, wow.
In New York City, they just blame it on K2, and they say it's a heart attack or they got over. Word, that's crazy.
But is there a lot of K2 going around?
Yeah, it's a lot of K2. I think people do. They do have a heart attack on K2 because they smoke it, and then their heart start racing. They get paranoid. They might think something going on, and then it forces them into a heart attack or a stroke or whatever. But when they drug test, you don't come up as... It's drug. It's not, like, labeled as a controlled substance or a narcotic, so they're not giving you, like, new charges or...
Right. But that's, like, the number one easiest drug to get while you're locked up in there?
No, that's just a way to not get a dirty urine. Dirty urine.
Oh, okay. Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah, so everybody's smoking, the parolees, people in jail, and they get this piss clean.
Did you hear about that correctional officer that got fucked by a whole bunch of the inmates in front of a bunch of the other inmates recently?
Female? It was a female? Yeah.
Did you see it? She looked good, man. Too, bro.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. No,
I've been DMing her.
Yeah.
For real. She said she's down to do an interview when she gets out.
What? And she can write you from in there?
Yeah, I don't know if people... She's DMing me back somehow. I don't know if it's somebody using her phone or what.
Nah. That's probably her, though. They be having phones in there, but that's crazy, though.
Did you have one, like, the whole time or just a little bit here?
Did I have a phone?
Yeah.
In jail?
Yeah.
Hell nah.
It's too expensive?
Nah, New York State, you ain't getting stuff like that. You're only getting small things that you can tuck.
Mm.
Like, I'm saying, like... I was in the medium prison, and the maximum probably got if you got money.
Mm,
you could just throw the offer out there.
Right.
Just be like, yeah, I got $20,000 for a little track phone from Family Dollar.
Mm.
And they come through with it,
Yeah, definitely. So, yo, so you get in there, do you start rapping while you're in there? And
hell no.
You're writing shit or nothing?
I just started like trapping.
Okay.
It was a lot of drugs in there. I wanted to make some money, and I was hungry. I wanted to eat. And I love hustling. That's all I rap about, so that's all I did.
Was you were having people bring it in for you? Or?
Yes, I did. And shout out to the people that did it, because I loved them.
Respect to them, if you want to talk
about respect to them. I ain't going to talk too much. They know who they are, and I talk to them, and I appreciate them. I tell them I love them to death, because they ain't have to do that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But I made sure they was good. They made sure I was good. But I only did that, so I didn't have to put pressure on them or my family.
But you managed to not get caught?
Because, like, 1 gram of weed is, like, probably $850, $1 gram.
Whoa.
So it's like, come on, man. I'm eating good, getting fat, getting big. I ain't got to work out. I'm chilling. I ain't going to get in no fight.
Uh-huh.
Because everybody getting high. I'm the one that got the drugs. Ain't nobody going to punch, like, you know, do nothing to nobody that has the drugs.
Right. Where are you keeping them on you?
Listen here, man. After a while, I had to, like, just pay people to keep it on them.
Mm.
But you know. Huh?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, you thinking, but listen, man. Listen, you got to do what you got to do to eat, man. Listen,
you got to do what you
got to
do, man.
Listen, you got to do what you got to make it disappear.
For sure. Were you listening to any weird hip-hop before you went in, or what was your music taste like?
When I was in jail?
Yeah, because I feel like...
Max B, Gucci Man.
Okay.
That's it.
Really?
Juicy J.
Okay.
I bought a little Dirk tape one time. I was so disappointed. I was hurt. I wanted my money back. I was arguing with commissary, all that.
Really?
I swear to God.
You're trying to
talk. It was like Sign to the Streets, too. I was like, what the fuck? But then I got Juicy J, the Rubber Band Business Part 2. That's something I could listen to forever. And I got some Gucci. I got Gucci and Future, Free Bands. I could listen to that forever. Any, like, Max B, Public Domain, I could listen to that forever.
That was about 2011, I guess, when that Future and Gucci tape came out, right? Maybe 2012, something like that.
With Scooter.
When Future was brand new to us, and it's like, who the fuck is this dude that Gucci's doing a tape with?
Yeah, he was black, and that's why I fuck with Gucci, man. I don't know what he was doing, like how much he was getting paid, but it seemed like he was just showing love and just doing it because he loved to do it.
Mm.
Like me, I'm not really too worried about the money. Like, I don't pay, like, a lot of artists be paying their way, trying to pay their way, get the money, and stress themselves out. I just keep working.
Definitely.
Just keep making more music.
All right, so what do you come home to when you get released? Like, what's your life turn into?
Shelter.
That's what you did, okay.
Mm-hmm. Everybody acting like I can't parole to their crib.
Really?
So, yeah, I went to the homeless shelter and then made it out of there.
How long were you in there?
Oh, man, I was there for a few days. I told my parole officer I had beef with a nigga and I was going to kill him.
Oh, wow.
And he was trying to kill me. She talking about, I never seen nobody die there. I'm like, this is going to be the first time. You want to see it? You know what I'm saying? And I put the pressure on it. Like, I ain't trying to be here, man.
Was this real or you were just trying to convince them this?
I was just trying to convince them.
Yeah, right.
Real. Hell no. I would have killed them when I got there.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't about to call her and tell her.
So when you leave there, where do you go?
Hmm?
Where do you live?
I went to my bae mom house.
Okay.
The one, yeah.
And she was still fucking with you?
Yeah,
at this
she was
point?
Still fucking with me. She left me while I was in jail, but we started a relationship where she got my back. We was just friends.
Okay.
So she know I got potential. She know, like, you know, I love her genuinely. She loved me genuinely, but, you know, we just wasn't like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go to her crib, you know what I'm saying? We got parole to talk me into staying there for a little bit. I only had a few months left.
Uh-huh.
Got off of that. Went full-fledged into trying to get some money in the streets. Full-fledged, hard. I didn't care about going back to jail.
Right.
I said, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Because what other options do you have? You going to work at the corner store? Probably not.
Yeah, it's over. I had no GED, bro. Yeah. Left out the seventh grade. So, and I had no GED. I ain't do shit.
So you get out and you only have one option.
I have my license, though.
Right. But you only got one option, and it's very, very important that you not get caught.
Yeah.
Like, so that's no, like, so, no other plan. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, like, man, do what I do best, but just do it better this time.
Mm.
So I did it, but I came back full-fledged.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like, and then I started linking up with people I was in jail with, more criminals and shit.
Uh-huh.
Everybody criminals doing the same shit, trying to get to a bag. But then I did always, like, I always loved music. When I get bored as shit, it's nothing to do. It's like you get the money, you get the chain, or you get the clothes, or you fuck the bitches. What else to do?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But music, I really love it because you see, I say everything. I talk about everything through it. So I would do that, but people started liking it.
Yeah.
And then I found out I could make money through it. So then it was over.
Yeah. So, like, your style, I mean, you have like a very specific cadence that you seem to go with quite often. But then also, you have like a specific style where you just sort of like say everything
like
that
I
you
hate
think.
Your style.
Like everything that you think about whoever, like mm-hmm. no holds bars, it seems like that's like a big part of it is like, I'm not going to hold back on talking about anybody, even if they're scary ass gangsters, whatever, yeah. I'm still going to say it. Yeah. And it feels like you even say shit that you don't really believe just because you think it's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, that's a fact though.
Yeah.
Because that's how I be around everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Then I was in jail, I had to make my time go by. Not to get back on that judge, I hate talking about it, but... But when I had to use my imagination, I was always inside of the confinement. I had to use my imagination. So my imagination, yeah.
Right.
So it's like, I've been around gangsters. I've been around funny people. I've been around rapists, all the type of people. So it's like, man, I'm getting lost what I was saying. But
a lot of people I see in the comments and I heard you mention, it's like, feels like a Lil B was an influence of sorts on your style. True or false?
Yeah, as I deep dig into Lil B shit, yeah. That's mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was crazy because the only songs I remember a Lil B was like Martian and Vans and shit like that, but I fuck with Lil B. But when I really started fucking with Lil B is when he started having problems in the industry and people started targeting him for what he did and putting their hands on him. And I'm just like him, but I don't feel like they're never gonna do it to me because it's just not gonna happen like that.
But when you're saying all this crazy ass shit in your songs, does it ever creep into your mind like, damn, what if I ever see this dude and he wants to kill me?
Yeah, I be seeing people though, like, you know what I'm saying? They love me in Chicago, they love me everywhere. I be actually traveling. I always travel. Since I came home, I get in my car, I hit the interstate and just go, wherever city you in. I look on Instagram, oh, you rap? You an underground rapper just like me? What's it? You in Cincinnati? I'm going to come. I drive there. We get in the studio, take pictures. I go to the next city. Do it. You know what I'm saying? But I still do it today.
When I first heard you, I sent it to Lil Yachty right away. I forget what you said in the song, but like you said
crack. Yeah, I said yeah.
I sent it right to Lil Yachty, and he just was laughing his ass off. Like, he was totally fucking with it.
And that's what everybody responds be. You know what I'm saying? They don't really like... I get more love than I do backlash. I don't pull up and they be like, yo, why you said that? Or you a clout chaser? Or you corny? They just be like, yo, that shit funny and it's some real shit. And then most of the shit you saying is off of the internet. You know, it's on the internet.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I see this on the internet when my little cousin or people tell me about it and I just like, what the fuck?
Right.
These people, yeah.
Yeah, man, because actually I found out about your shit in a very organic way because I was just sitting here.
I be telling people that you know, been telling it for a long time before a lot of people.
But I was just kicking it with Chuck English from the Cool Kids, who himself is like a fucking total legend and has had some big ass songs. He's a cool ass dude. And he just showed me it, had like 5,000 views or some shit. And I'm like, you know this dude? Like, why are you showing me this? He's like, nah, I just fucking heard this and I thought it was funny as fuck. And that's totally how I got turned on to it, yeah.
It's crazy. I don't even know who that is. I don't know who none of these people is.
But you should check him out. He's a legend. Yeah,
I appreciate him, though. I appreciate everybody, man.
Yeah. Are you surprised at all that like people are gravitating towards your shit?
Hell yeah. I'm surprised because I didn't think nobody would feel like that. I thought that, yo, man, nobody fuck with my music. I'm going to say how I feel, and I don't care if they fuck with it because I'm going to listen to it. And then they just started just coming to it when I did that. So when I do an experiment, I do how I want to do it, and then I do it how I think they want to do it. And they just will do it like it how I want to do it. And that's the crazy shit, bro.
Definitely.
Yeah. Me being myself, just saying what's on my mind.
Where'd you get your name from?
Nephew from crackheads.
Okay, they just been
all the crackheads just call everybody nephew. Okay. They don't know nobody's name. They so high, they just be like nephew, niece, or cousin. But when you young and, you know, they just say nephew.
In L.A., nephew, like gangbangers just call younger.
Oh yeah, that's some
nephew.
Crip shit, right? Yeah. That's some West Coast, and then the East Coast over there.
Right.
His auntie and nephew was for like trappers.
But so what's RSK?
RSK, that's like the real drug rich.
Okay.
So that's like a black, like I feel like a black supremacist, bro.
Tell me more.
Huh?
Tell me more.
I don't know, bro. It's like. I don't know, bro. I don't even know what that mean yet.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. What does white supremacist mean?
I mean, white supremacist is, generally speaking, you know, a white person that is concerned with consolidating power for his race. And I guess a black supremacist, same thing, except they're up against a little more. Because people say white supremacy to describe society as a whole, like, you know, the fact that a cop is more likely to pull over a black person, or the fact that it might be harder for you to get a job if you're black. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the state of white supremacy. My older school mentality of white supremacists is like, oh, that's a Nazi or a white power guy or whatever. Now people kind of use the term to describe how society is structured as a whole.
Okay, okay, okay. But I wouldn't want people to look at black supremacists as the opposite of a Nazi, because we are like,
you don't hate white people?
No, hell no. Okay. I love white people. I grew up white people and all kind of races. Mm. But it's like all my white friends, all white people I grew up with, we all like, everybody got like some kind of comedy racism or funny. Like, we always joke with each other. And I know they're not racist. They love me. Mm. They look out for me. They, you know what I'm saying? They genuine, just like my shit, my black friends, my nigga friends.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like embracing the music is kind of crazy though.
So
when I listen back to it, I'd be like, damn, that was kind of crazy, but people love it. They're like, what the fuck?
Why? Because you'll say like shit about white people, just stuff that might sound kind of hateful.
Yeah. but it's just like my friends love it, and the white people I be around love it. And it's like they understand. It's not that they love it, they understand.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially somebody that grew up with blacks and they had that. Like, you got whites whose family is racist, but they not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they understand.
Yeah, because like my whole life growing up around people and shit, it always felt like I was kicking it with mad Hispanic people, mad black people, white people, and we'd be making fun of each other for the differences of our cultures and everything like that. But now it's like I get older, I'm around mad industry ass people, and it kind of feels like, oh, is that being lost? Like, people don't really fuck around. But then when you're around like normal ass people like you, and I'm like reminded of like, oh yeah, that is normal for people.
Yeah,
to
that
just
is
be
normal. That's how it
other.
Is, bro.
Yes.
Like, I used to argue with the CEO, like, your hairline gone, you got a bare belly, you can't, you ain't got a six pack. Right. He's like, you don't know your father. And I'm like, I don't want to know him. And I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? But it's still like, you know, other people look like, yo, he's racist. And I'm like, nah, like, bro, what the fuck, bro? He gonna bring me some extra food right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we actually like,
I think it's like a good way for people to relate to each other and get along. Like, I wouldn't know everything that I know about black people if it wasn't for hearing black people talk shit to each other. Basically, like when I was living in New York, I would realize so much shit about how black people talk to each other from just hearing them crack jokes on each other. Like, I never knew that black people would like make fun of each other for being darker than the other one. And then I moved to New York and I start hearing that all the time, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, like African booty scratching and shit like that.
Be totally inappropriate for me to talk about it at all, but like to hear them, and then you start learning like, oh, this is the kind of shit that they joke around about between them, each other, you know?
But then people have white friends and then talk about that within each other. Yeah. And then make them feel comfortable to do it.
You used to be made fun
of
as a white person.
I never felt disrespected. I never felt. Everybody, you used to be?
You're used to being made fun of as a white person, because if you kick it with black people or Hispanic people at all, they're going to be cutting ass on you
not
for
like
all this
white
shit.
Because
a lot of white people don't go around other races like that, you know?
You the kind of white person that I look at like a biker or something. Like, somebody would have, like, if I didn't know you and know what you did ever, and I just seen you walking up the street, I would think you was a biker, probably did UFC, probably drink like me.
I get that.
And
a
probably
lot.
Smoke weed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So
that's just stereotyping.
I wonder
that's
what's going on with the normal white people. Like, I see white people and I wonder, like, damn, that's crazy.
Like the white color or the, like, what do you mean?
Like, I mean, I'd be in, like, Starbucks just looking at people, just wondering, like, damn. Like,
no, they looking at you.
They probably never heard RSK Nephew. They don't know what the fuck I'm listening to, you know? You know, I wonder about them.
I'd be surprised now when I do see them this talk. I'd be like, damn. I'd be like, man, this shit crazy, man. How they think like me? Like, what makes them, they come from a different background, different family. They had their mom and dad. How are they relating to this? I'll just be, you know.
Definitely.
How
would you describe your style and how you sort of arrived at your style? And especially sometimes when you'd be doing these like 16-minute songs that are like the same exact flow the whole time, and it's just you just hitting me over the head with the craziest shit I ever heard in my life. How did you like arrive at that style?
It's just this. Like, how we can keep talking. How we can just continue like to like talk to my bunkie. Talk to my shorty, or talk to God, talk to anybody. Like my song American Terrorist, I was just basically just, I was talking to everybody. Like me closing my eyes while I'm rapping, I'm talking to my grandma, I'm talking to the pastor, I'm talking to the CEO, I'm talking to the judge, the lawyer, and the jury, I'm talking to everybody. You know what I'm saying? And it's not a diss, I'm talking. I'm asking questions, speaking how I feel.
Right. So you're not really like thinking about how the audience is necessarily gonna feel. You're just
I'm not thinking. Then I just go right to uploading, because really I be booted. Like, I be off of different drugs. That, like, you know, I calm down now more, you know what I'm saying? But then I just, as soon as I get done recording, I go straight to my phone and upload it. Bow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then I start seeing comments, and then I start seeing shit, and then I just leave it.
Are you worried at all about getting more and more into the industry or whatever? Because that's the whole thing that happens as you get into the industry, is that if you ever sign with a label, they're going to make it so, like,
oh yeah, I know.
You can't just drop shit all the time. That's the number one thing artists complain about once they get on a label.
Well, man, I'm just, I hope, I think I'm going to be the first one to just change shit, bro. I'm trying, I'm like, I ain't got no choice but to change it, because I'm not thirsty for nothing. I don't need no money. I don't need shit. Like, I'm got everything I need.
Right.
So it's like, I don't need no more. I'm just fresh as shit.
So there's another rapper you rap with, RX Poppy.
Yeah, that's my guy. Oh.
So is RXK, is that RX Poppy Killer?
Nah, no. Poppy, okay. My brother.
That's that
my
that
brother.
Was, I thought at first, I'm like, did they have beef at some point? Is that where the RXK? Yeah. It's very out of the ordinary to have somebody who's RX and then somebody who's RXK and they're cool with each other. We usually assume the K is for killer.
Yeah. Nah, facts, though. Everybody be asking that. But it kind of, like, people could say that. Yeah, you could say that. But everybody know Poppy is my brother.
Okay.
But anybody other than Poppy, they could take that as a killer.
Okay.
Like, they can take it. I would, like, they could take it however they feel.
Okay.
So it was like, but Poppy's my brother. You know, brothers argue all the time.
How'd you guys become cool? Was he rapping before you?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. He was rapping when I was in prison, probably.
Okay.
When I came home, and then we really, like, but we was from, like, down the street. Our hoods was down the street from each other.
Okay.
Actually, I told, you know, he knew I was coming. He wanted me to FaceTime and see if I was cool with you.
Yeah, let's say hi to him.
Man, shit, I'm seeing if he would pick up, but it was right down the street from each other.
He seems like a fucking genius. I had to, once I realized it was just going to be you and not you guys together, I had to stop listening to him because I'm like, I don't want to be quoting bars from Poppy yet, acting like they're from Nephew. Sometimes it can be a little confusing.
Let me see, man. I ain't got no Wi-Fi. I hope I got the good service in the world. Yeah, my boy. All right, so where should I put it at? Should I put it like this?
Hold it up to the mic.
Oh, sorry.
What's going on, Poppy? How you living?
Shit, man, I'm on the road. I just came seeing my parole officer.
I heard.
That's what's up. Oh, man, I think my Wi-Fi fucking up.
He's frozen.
Should have called him regular. What's up, you there?
Huh?
You there?
Yeah.
What's the word? Shout it out, man. Speak your piece.
Oh my God. House Phone's a scammer, bro. You're never getting it.
Dog Shit Record West, I love you, cuz. You want to ask me anything, though?
We'll wait till he comes out here. But
we're going to wait till you come out.
We definitely got to get you on the podcast, man.
Say that, yeah, because I got some shit to say. I'm going to be out there in a minute, man. I love y'all. Do your thing, you everybody.
You know that. I love you, cuz.
What a ball of energy that guy
is. He ain't never stopped, boy, the whole time. That's my boy. I love him deaf.
He's tight,
that's my brother, man.
Yeah, but do you feel, because you guys sort of have a few similarities, like style-wise, rapping-wise. Did you feed off of him? Did he feed off you?
We write, like, I'm right here. We write there together every time. Like, you know what I'm saying? We engineering each other. Like, we started off, you know what I'm saying?
When you're recording, what's the environment like? Are you guys, like, really in a crack house or some shit?
We just drinking, Pat. We wherever. We take the booth everywhere. We used to be outside of crack. We outside, waiting outside of crack house, waiting for that check.
With a mic?
With the mic and a laptop.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? And we take that mic and that laptop everywhere. We started off with a Dell, then we got a Mac. You know what I'm saying? So everywhere. We at auntie house. We at my mom house. We at his house.
And you don't have to worry about the wind or the dog barking?
That's all in there.
It's all in there.
Yeah,
okay.
It's all in there. Just put a little telephone effect on it and fuck it.
Wow.
Yeah, man, you know, didn't really care.
Is Henny your drug of choice? Like, you talk about it so passionately.
I can't even remember. I always got it.
There's so many fucking bars about Henny that I can't even remember one right now. But it's like you really have like a love affair with that shit, huh?
Like, Henny tastes like purple popsicle. Henny tastes like Pop Rocks when I was little. You know what I'm saying? Henny was, I love this shit, man.
Yeah.
But people always talk shit about it. Some people say it's cheap or it's, I don't know what they talk about. This I just this everywhere. Everybody love this.
You're saying the girls think they're too good for Henny? I'm like, damn, I never met those girls.
Yeah, they want Moet. Hmm. Like, you know, a lot of people want Moet. They want pop champagne. They want to pull it up with sparkles. But that shit make you piss. You got to run to the bathroom every 2-3 seconds. Yeah. And you pissing a long time, too. You standing there for a long time.
Definitely.
I'm gonna drink this.
The industry got these people deceived into thinking that they need to drink all these fancy new alcohols.
They got them
thinking
they
got to
get designer clothes and everything, but I'd be way fresher than them.
They're trying to turn Henny into like Ross now, and then the 1942 is the lit shit. That's the Gucci, etc. You know,
like the Duce saying, I don't drink. I don't like Duce. The bottle is just the bottle is stupid. If it was easier to hold, I could put it in my pocket.
Yeah.
I cannot put a bottle of Duce in my pocket.
No.
Mm-mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, that's not cool. But I could sneak this in. I can put this in my underwear.
Did you say the gun got a funny body like DJ Khaled?
What?
That
the muffin top like a melting ice cream cone. It just melted and froze. Like this.
I'm like, Khaled got the definition of a funny body.
Nah, he does, though. He's trying to get it in shape. I know he's seen
That's what doesn't make any sense is, why was he working out so much?
I know, right?
I've never seen him lose a pound.
Because for people on his ass.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? The same reason Rick Ross. Probably health, though. You're getting older. Because as I get, you know, 30s and closer, I'm going to start drinking some water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get more healthy. I'm out here in L.A. They trying to give me smoothies.
Oh, yeah. You got to mix the Henny with the water. I mean, not at the same time, but...
And I just keep drinking Henny.
Henny water.
At first, I started off drinking this because I just didn't give a fuck about life. But now I'm just trying to.
You starting to see the vision of like
I'm starting to see the vision.
I can really make something on myself. Yeah,
I'm making shit. I'm making money now.
Yeah,
still independent.
How's that going?
I'm happy.
A weird.
I'm grateful
to have money and be like, damn, I didn't have to risk my freedom to get this.
Word, man. I'm grateful. I just want to share it though, and I want to get to keep getting up to levels and then spread it, but. It's just not gonna work like that.
Why not?
Well, I can spread it between like I got kids and then wife, but then family not gonna understand because they didn't do it during their lifetime, so they don't understand like the steps that you went through to get where you at. So they just put pressure on you, pressure until you crack, you know, arguments, you know, shit like that.
Definitely.
So just so much weight on your shoulders.
You want to bring everybody up with you. The reality is a lot of people aren't ready for any kind of stardom or whatever.
Yeah, they're not ready for anything at all. They're not ready to leave their couch, really.
Yep, that's a fact.
And yeah, so, but I can still help them. I can go half on my love rent right now without a deal. You know what I'm saying? That's good. Whatever you're paying right now, double or triple that, and I can pay it.
Who you feel like your fan base is right now? Like the kind of people that you really see gravitating towards your music?
It's changing every day, though. You know what I'm saying? That shit changing every day.
Mm.
At first, it used to just be crack dealers and robbers. And then now it's like everybody from Asians, whites, and like it went from the hood to out of other countries. And then it's just like every race in America now. So now it's crazy, like from Austin.
Yeah, it's crazy because like when I look at your shit, the views don't seem that wild, but then it feels like everybody I know when I'm listening to it, they already know about you and they already heard about it.
And that's crazy.
That's surprising.
That's what blew my mind. And they'd be like, yo, this person, and everybody know me. And then I go to the show and see their reactions, and I'm like, I did not know this, but that's because I dropped so much. And they'd be like, you dropped so much. What's that one song? What's this? Play this. And I'd be like, damn, I did should have chilled, but nah. I'm rapping every day. I'm never going to run out of raps because I'm going to rap about a day.
Right. Because when I go through your fucking Spotify, it's like you got like 100 different mixtapes and it's the oldest one is 2020.
Boy, that's crazy. Because when I got out of jail 2019, did I get out of jail? I don't even remember no more. I'm not even going to talk about that. I don't remember.
But you do put out like a crazy amount of music. Like at a certain point, people start to feel like, oh, I'm going to space my projects out.
Nah, because
you don't care about that yet, right?
Nah, I used to feel like if I'm in the booth, by the time I get done, I'm having fun rapping. By the time I'm rapping in my bag, my phone ring. I got to go hit a lick. I go hit that lick, come right back to the studio. My phone ring. You know, if I'm in the studio for 6 hours, my phone got to ring, but I'm not feeling like I lost anything. I'm in the same spot until my phone ring. That helped me save so much money. And then I used to, you know, when I started off, I used to be on a can of Four Loko. And then I got my little weed, my eighth, and I rolled like little gel blunts. And I'd just be rapping. But I did not think, because I was rapping before I went to jail, and I used to still put it on YouTube, but it didn't go nowhere.
Right.
Like, I did a total of 6 years, and I came home with 300 views. Nobody listened to that shit.
What do you think the big change was that made people start to fuck with it?
Because I stopped giving a fuck. I started talking about people around me. I started dissing everybody from my mom to my motherfucking my ops across the street, the corner store, Family Dollar. I diss Nike for putting out some shit I don't like. I swear to God, that shit crazy.
But you were dissing the ops. You never had them pull up on you or nothing?
Yeah, but I be going crazy though.
Right.
I swear to God, I go crazy every time. But that's why, you know, I can. That's why I got no missing teeth, no scratches, no. I've been shot, stabbed, because the gangsters love me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I beef with certain gangsters and it be murder beef. But by the time we get to each other, we just. You know, we tell you get in front of a gangster and y'all about to just kill each other and y'all just drop everything. Y'all just like, it's not worth it, bruh. You got a family, I got a family. I'll kill you, you'll kill me. I know that.
I wish I heard more stories like that.
Nah, because it's a gangster killing a bitch nigga. Or it's a bitch nigga killing a gangster.
Well, but these days it's like, motherfuckers, yeah, they don't really get face to face. They shoot up each other's cribs, so they never got to even see each other. It's really some hoe-ass shit.
Yeah, but I'm the type to pull up. So it's like, boom. Like, I used to see in the comments, I see in the comments all the time, you can't come to Houston, or you can't come to this place, or you can't come to this place. And I pull up, and I got certain people on Instagram that fuck with me. They take me to the mall, the Foot Locker, you know, other people, and they all fuck with me. It's all genuine. So I don't believe that. I'm not going to look at the comments and be like, Michigan don't fuck with me, so I'm not going to go there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, bro. That shit big as shit.
Yeah. No, yeah. Whenever you hear that, like, oh, he's banned from the state.
But I can get caught up a little bit. Like, then what the fuck you mean? It depends who say it, though.
Yeah.
Because some people be having say-so.
But because you be hearing that, like, oh, so-and-so's banned from L.A. Doesn't mean anything until the right person is the one saying it.
Yeah, until the right person is saying it.
There's a few people in L.A. that could ban you from L.A., but there's not many.
If you don't give a fuck, you just don't give a fuck. You're going to have to send them people to catch that L, to take that time.
Definitely. Well, the people, like, in your area and stuff, like, they love your music. I think I heard you say something about how, like, you're basically, like, a star rapper to a lot of people in your area, right?
They love it. But I got certain haters. The only people that hate me is the people that was close to me, like, during school and during growing up. Them the only people that hate. Everybody else love me. Like, all the other ops, they love me. But it's just the people that I grew up with because they felt like they should be with me. And they feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm doing something they shouldn't be able to, you know what I'm saying?
Did you see that you...
They really,
You got a Pitchfork review.
Did you see recently? That?
Like, I think, right?
I got a lot of them.
Okay, because I was shocked when I saw that. I'm like, oh, damn.
I got a lot of them.
Yeah, that kind of blew my mind. Like, having places like Pitchfork, which is like a total fucking white music review publication.
I just did an EDM album, bro. I did an EDM album. Who Wanna Do Cocaine? Slenderman Activated.
Let me like just I'm make sure raves. I'm not tripping. I'm going to search RXK Nephew Pitchfork. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, they reviewed Slenderman Activated.
Yeah, Slenderman Activated. Shout out my DJ L Money. He engineered that.
We should just read the entire article. Well, no, the blurb at the top. The Rochester rapper is at his best when he isn't folding to the pressures of wider appeal or tightly packaged collaborations on his latest project. I guess that's fair.
I heard they gave a bad review on that. They were saying they gave a bad review. I don't know what because they don't want me to cross over. I don't know what they're talking about. They paid me to do that.
I mean, a 5.9 from Pitchfork is not like an incredible score, but it does seem like for a brand new rapper that's pretty decent.
Every single beat was on there. It was different. I never did any kind of beat that was on there. But I was getting, like I said, I was getting paid to do it. I was getting paid to do it, so.
What do you mean get paid to do it? Like somebody paid you?
Like I do beat placements. So I post on Instagram, beat placement. And then I tapped in with a producer that I'd known before that I did a placement with a long time ago. And he was like, yo, let's do a project together. I work with this label. I'm going to give you this for events. We got a little contract together.
Oh, that's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? I was sitting on the couch in a 2-bedroom apartment. You know what I'm saying? So I took that and I blacked. I sat right there on the couch, went crazy, blacked. And I sent all the session files to my DJ Al Money and we got crazy.
Yeah. For sure. Who's Slenderman?
I don't even know.
What's the inspiration, though? Like, there had to be something going through your head that made you want to use that as a reference point, right?
Oh, I'm saying, honestly, he came out. Slenderman, I don't know. Slenderman, I think the real, like, when I first ever, like, genuinely, honestly speaking, when I first ever did the voice, it was from Men in Black, the nigga who was like, sugar and water, more sugar, more water. Remember?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Vaguely. But I really was thinking about that because I knew his feeling, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I don't know what made me think about that. You know exactly what I'm talking about?
Yeah, sounds familiar.
Yeah, man.
I've seen Men in Black in like 20
yeah,
years.
I know, right? But he said more sugar and more water. He had his glass of water, and then he turned into some other shit, so his head split and something came out. But make a long story short, went into that, and that voice is crazy.
I'm going to put Men in Black on the list.
Men in Black, man, we ain't watching that no more. I don't like Will Smith. Will Smith is crazy.
I noticed that.
Huh? Yeah, I don't know. Somebody was asking about that movie, but I don't know. I don't want to see it. My grandma showed me that shit. I hate Will Smith. That's crazy.
Right. So you were saying that gay. You think Will Smith is the reason why his son is gay? Was that what you said?
Why not? He's also so soft, he's so feminine. Look how his wife treat him. Look how his wife treat him like a bitch. But I can't believe she did that to him.
Is Jaden Smith gay on Google? And it said that it's not clear.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Yeah,
what would you think?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I'm saying I'm not homophobic. I don't got nothing against gay people, but you know what I'm saying? Everybody, even a gay person can tell he's just like, I don't know. What is he?
I mean,
he's trying to act like Willow?
He told the world that he was dating Tyler, the Creator, at one point.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know if that was a joke or not.
The House Phone said something about Lil being Kanye. You heard about that? I don't know, bro.
Listen, all I know is that I hear that there's a lot of undercover gay people in the industry, but I don't know who they are. I guess sometimes I might
know.
Do
you think I could start a GoFundMe and to fight Blueface and punch him out? And get you know what I'm saying?
I mean, he's getting over $1 million to fight this fucking TikToker right now.
Oh, TikTok, he getting a million for get punched out?
I mean.
So he just wanted to get punched out for $1 million? His career hurt like that?
I think he's planning on winning.
Whack 100 line that up?
Black 100 is trying to line Trey up all kinds
was home. I swear to God, was Treyway Shotty was home, he would have been my manager.
Yeah,
Treyway Shotty, he's the GOAT.
Yeah, but I don't know if you want that energy in your life.
Huh? Why not? I've never been gangbanging. I've been to prison. I never gangbanged. I know how to not. I wouldn't have been. No. No, I'm not ready to start gangbanging. I know how to be around gangbangers and not gangbang. You know what I'm saying?
That's smart.
I live and go around gangbangers all day, but right. I don't be a part of that. I'm just that, you know, that person that got what you need. That's just funny, genuine, loyal, and a gangster.
You never wanted to sign up. You had the opportunity right in front of you to become a gangster.
Yeah, I had the opportunity in prison. Yeah. But they wasn't like me, and I didn't want to go down that route. It was just a bunch of people that had no plan except for being gangsters. And every gangster I knew was in jail.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, nah, y'all crazy. Y'all broke in jail, hungry, can't use the phone, and starving. Every gang member I know was broke in jail. In jail. That's New York, East Coast. I can't speak for the West Coast. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But
you didn't see Casanova while you were locked up?
Hell no. Nah. I don't know what the fuck he talking about. I seen him when I came home, but he locked up again.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him. That's crazy. I don't know why he did that. It seemed like he didn't even care for what he had going on, because that was that stupid. That was crazy. And he's seen AR Ab do that. That's crazy.
So many people that are like locked up facing crazy ass time. It's just the most obvious shit.
Yeah, it's like, why did you do that?
If you're some dude selling fucking $5 worth of crack on the corner, you should still be smart enough to not be Instagram DMing about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's crazy. Man, they crazy. They know where they at. That's crazy. But you know what? There's dudes like that every day. I don't be around people like that. My circle is small. It's just RX Popper. That's why I'm RSK. It's a lot of RX dudes everywhere, but I'm just RSK. That just differentiate me from them.
But the K is not for killer.
The K, I'm saying it is for killer. It's the real kind.
Okay. Like,
I'm a throat slitter, killer, drug dealer, like that found a way, and I'm happy and genuine, and I'm a loyal person, and everybody love me, bro.
That's
from all everywhere, bro.
I like that. What was going through your head that day that you rhymed King Von with King Von like 80 fucking times in a row in that one song?
Because I never, when I discovered King Von, I was just like, I don't know why I just fuck with him. I just felt like I was locked up with him. I just felt like I just know him. I don't know. But right. I never really listened to his music like that. I just watched interviews and shit, and I just watched, you know what I'm saying, people talking about him, but I don't know. And then I seen a video when he passed away, rest in peace to him. You know what I'm saying? I just felt this energy, and a lot of people was just saying that was a dumb decision to make, and I just feel like that's a situation where it could have been me because I'm going to stand on what I believe and how I feel. That's how I'm going to go out.
If you saw somebody.
So I just felt like I was,
You saw somebody you had an issue with, you would be
happy. And they were 30 people and they got guns. Yeah, I would punch them in their shit, and I'm going to die. And
I mean, the crazy part about that is that King Von had armed security, 20 feet away. Could have told them, hey, I'm going to go punch on this dude.
Yeah, but it's just a feeling. It's just, I don't know. They don't know how to be gangsters. It'd be people that's armed, but they just not gangsters. They don't know how to be a man and stand on what they say. Right. When a real man stand on what he say, he just got us, you know?
Yeah, I feel it.
That shit crazy though. But I would have met him though. If I see anybody that says, but I don't have beef though. Mm. I got like my home city, I just got fake ops, but I don't have no kind of beef.
Right.
I be talking shit though.
Yeah, the
especially
real
Lil Reese.
The real Lil Reese.
Yeah.
What's the inspiration shit there?
Because he's the Grim Reaper and he keep going outside. You know what I'm saying? First he beat up a bitch, jumped on a girl, and then it's like, once I see him shitting on this stuff, I'm like, how you do that, bro?
Was that confirmed, though?
I don't know if it was confirmed poop or not, but he still was looking crazy. It looked like he was about to shit on this stuff. He was calling for help. He wasn't even swinging back. He was having conversation.
Yeah.
Like, he's crazy, bro. I don't believe him, bro. I don't believe him out none of them.
You don't believe he's a real gangster?
I just believe Fredo.
Yeah.
I just believe Fredo Santana. I don't believe none of them. I believe all of them looked up to Fredo.
But that was a
lot. I believe Lil Reese. I would slap the shit out of Lil Reese. I told him I would beat the shit out of Lil Reese. He cannot beat me. None of them. I would squabble the shit out of him.
Lil Reese
that's
would
crazy,
definitely
bro
shoot you. He definitely got somebody that would shoot you if you slap
yeah
him.
Yeah, but it's like I would not just slap him out of nowhere.
Okay.
I would not just, come on, why would I didn't come this far to just blow everything, to just slap Lil Reese. But if Lil Reese thought in his mind that he can like beat me up and do that, he can't.
Okay.
But if it, like, I got people that to shoot too.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I didn't make it this far being a dummy.
Mm.
When every time I run into a real gangster, we connect. We don't beef. I don't beef with real gangsters. I only beef with bitch people. You know what I'm saying? They understand where I come from. They understand my kind. They seen my kind before.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So that's how I feel when I run into other gangsters though. When I go to other states, cities, I'm over here.
I feel like if you met Reese, you'd be trying to patch it up, though. It'd be like, oh, I was just fucking around.
But if I met Reese, bro, I'm going to be like, bro, keep it a buck, bro. Did you shit on yourself? I'm like, just keep it 100, because I genuinely want to know, bro. I don't know, bro. Did you shit on yourself? Because it looked like you did. They talking shit. They beating you up, kicking you, punching you. Did you shit on yourself?
Right.
Huh? Yeah. I wouldn't, like, probably ask him off the rip. I would shake his hand. Yo, bro, nice to meet you. Bro, I don't know if you heard about it, bro. You know I be blacking, but you know what I'm saying? Bro, I fuck with Chief. I fuck with all them niggas. I know all their songs. I fuck with them. 2012 hit, I was listening to all of them, bro. Like, I could say Chief and them is a big reason why I really got in, like, started. I mean, I got to crunch down.
Mm.
Them niggas my age is lit, bro. Like, they doing the same thing I'm doing. Why can't I rap? I used to tell my mans, like, you see these niggas, they stole our swag. We been shooting. We been 30'd up. We been, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So that, yeah, I fuck with them, bro.
Do you feel like maybe like upstate New York doesn't get enough credit?
We getting credit now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For like, you know, everybody talks about Chicago like it's the craziest, most murderous place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of places where people are getting killed all over America, right?
Yeah, all over America. But I know for sure that in New York State, like versus the five boroughs, they know that when they go to prison, upstate is like so thick. They go up there. You got some people that never left New York City. They never left Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, none of that.
Right.
So then they go to prison like, oh, it's a whole nother world up there. Mm. And they getting punched in their face, beat up, killed, never teeth missing, all type of shit.
Right.
And then they going home meeting people like me. I swear to God, I met people that I was in prison with. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pointing like, yo, we was next door or bunkies. And they just like, yo, why didn't you tell me you rap? And I'm like, I ain't know I was going to rap, bro.
Mm.
I did not write one rap in prison and tell nobody I rap.
Right.
Word.
Do you, do they like...
I rap because of Poppy.
Do they take the prisoners and then just, like, dump them off upstate? Like, they don't bring them all the way back to New York? So you just end up with a lot of people that just restart their criminal life upstate after they get out of prison?
Like, what you mean? Like, do they take New York City people and put them upstate?
Well, like, when you get out of prison, mm-hmm. if you're from Brooklyn mm-hmm. and you're upstate going to prison, sometimes I've heard that people, they basically just drop you off in upstate, like they don't bring you back to New York City, so sometimes people end up just sticking around up there, getting caught up again, or starting a new trap like out there, or whatever.
Nah, definitely be like that. That's how I almost got caught up. If it wasn't for music, I'd have been one of those people, bro.
Mm.
I don't even know why people like my music.
Really? Why do you think people like it?
I don't know. I don't know, bro. I'd be amazed every day, bro. I'd just be dropping some shit. Sometimes, like, if I need to pay a quick bill, I'll do a quick feature, some quick beat placement, and somebody send me a garbage-ass beat, and I'll be like, man, this shit ain't even got no bass. The sounds don't even sound right. But I just start talking about my shoes, so talking about my Henny, so talking about my blunt, my day, and that shit end up being my favorite song, bro.
Mm.
And they favorite song. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is kind of wild. I was listening to it. I was listening to your music for probably like 2-3 hours in a row the other day while I was on Twitch.
Yeah.
I was in this poker tournament, And man, it was fucking weird seeing the comments of people who like had never heard you before, just sort of like trying to wrap their head around what the fuck I was listening to. And it was
because it was
different. You could tell they were having their brain fucking turned out by this whole experience.
My brain be turned back. I'd be listening back to it because I don't really be rapping sober. I need to slow down.
Really?
I don't really be rapping sober.
But no more Four Loko?
Nah, hell nah. That shit used to have me shitting every morning. I didn't know why I was shitting.
Terrible.
I felt like I ate a lot of Taco Bell, bro. A lot of hot Diablo sauce.
Man.
I was shitting my ass off, bro.
I used to be puking my fucking guts out all the time when I was drinking that shit.
What, Four Loko?
Oh, my God. Back in the day?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you're talking about the current Four Loko. I'm talking back 2010.
Yeah, when it was first raw dog.
The caffeine and the alcohol together. Oh, my God, bro.
This right here, I never throw up, though.
Really? The Henny don't make you throw up?
Yeah, they better sponsor me, too. Even when I stop drinking, I'm going to still have Henny, though, promoted, though, because it's something that's not going to really... It's not gonna get you addicted and fiend out and kill you. I don't know.
Once you really start getting money, you're going to start drinking lean like all these other rappers, though?
Man, hell nah. People offer me lean. I be around people that offer lean.
You don't fuck with it?
I be around people that really get money and try to bring me into this. And I be like, no. I got people that offer me clothes. They be like, let me buy you this, bro. Put some Montezos on. Put them chrome heart on. Nigga, buy a new shirt. And I be like, nah, ain't nobody cool but me.
.com.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, you know what I'm saying? $50 jeans, Air Maxes, white ones.
So you're not trying to get fresh like that?
I ain't fresh.
Well, but like
that's
that.
That's not fresh. What they talking about? They not fresh, bro.
The Margiellas.
They never wore that in high school. Who wore that in high school? Who wore that in high school?
I mean, kids were in high school right now.
Your high school. Your high school.
My high school, I didn't even know what Gucci or Louis were when I was 18. No, I didn't even know.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
You're 37?
And white as fuck.
All right, boom. Okay, right. Okay,
I was wearing. I was looking at the kids in Tommy and Nautica. Like, damn, that's some expensive
shit. That's what we wore. The same shit y'all wore is the same shit we wore.
I was a skater boy, biker boy. I wasn't partaking. I wore ratty ass black jeans and like a band T-shirt every day, pretty much like I still do.
What stores we went to in high school?
I would be stealing from Hot Topic. Actually,
that's where they got the low jeans, like the $50 jeans.
The only time I ever had nice shit was when we would be stealing shit from Abercrombie and shit.
That's why we the same way.
Yeah, bum ass East Coast people.
That's why I'll always look at skate park people, like they the same way as us, bro. They be breaking the cars, stealing shit, trying to sell crack, sell fake Zans, all type of shit. I come up, no matter where I go, I end up around junkies. That's crazy.
That's actually, I got to make sure the BMX people get more into your music because I feel like they will really embrace it once they figure it out.
They do. I see the skateboarders, but BMX is something different because they're going to get me into it and then I'm just lit.
And the BMX riders are really grimy, dirty, filthy fucking people. Skateboarders, they still get pussy, you know? Like, you don't really get a lot of pussy as a bike rider.
Yeah, bro. They try to peer press you to more drugs.
There's like three bitches fucking the whole country worth of BMX riders, bro. Skater dudes, they could get pussy. No problem.
Nah, that's a fact, though. But I'm saying, I don't know. You skate?
No.
Somebody told me you was part of Hell Angels?
No. Huh? No. Shout out to Hell's Angels, but no.
Shout out to him.
I've never been on a motorcycle, for starters.
You never did?
No.
Well, me neither. I'm going to try, though. You should. Why? You think you'll fall off?
I don't know, man. I just know a lot of people who died off that shit.
No, that's a fact.
And I know that from all these years riding bikes, I feel like if I get on a motorcycle, I'm going to be real loosey-goosey with it, and I don't want to see what's going to happen then. Yeah. I feel like I'll definitely die.
Nah, facts.
Why'd you say that Lil' Kim looked like Moneybagg Yo?
I said Lil' Baby looked like Moneybagg Yo. He kind of do, though.
But Lil' Kim, too, right?
Lil' Kim, bro. Lil' Kim face is crazy. She like she got beat with a Glock.
She looked like some shit.
She like she got stomped on with 2 feet. Like somebody just. Her cheekbones just went like this. Her lip was like this. That's a fact. But
there's certain people that make me wish that plastic surgery had never been invented.
Word, I'd be like, damn. I met somebody in jail that said they was gonna go home, sell crack, and get plastic surgery.
A dude?
A bunkie, bro. A dude. He was like, yo. He just jumped up out here. I had the top bunk, he had the bottom bunk. He just jumped up. He was like, yo, when I go home, when I stack this money I was telling you about, he was like, yo, I'm going to move my eyebrows up a little bit.
What the fuck?
And he was like, I'm going to bring my cheekbones down.
You should get transferred out of that cell immediately. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
He said, yo, all my life they told me I was ugly. He's like, I know I'm an ugly nigga. I'm like, damn, bro. You could be ugly as a dude.
It's all good.
That's what I said.
It don't matter. There's a lot of rich, famous, fucking ugly-ass
ugly
dudes.
Ugly as shit, bro. Look at KRS-One. He was ugly his whole life. He's still alive. Ugly.
Yeah, but he had to basically, like, invent the genre of rap music to beat that.
What about Flavor Flav?
That's what I'm saying. 20 like,
bitches, 30 bitches.
He accomplished a lot in order to avoid the fact that he is ugly.
Okay.
You know, like.
Yeah, but he showed niggas like Bow Wow and Romeo that it's over.
But they're pretty.
Like, huh?
Pause. Who? Well, Bow Wow, he look good. I mean, he's a little guy, but.
But they got color eyes and shit, bro. Yeah. They can't protect no girl. No girl be like, I feel protected. You can't save nobody, bro. Niggas will whoop your ass, bro. Soulja Boy about to whoop his ass, bro.
Possibly. Hmm? Why'd you say, you said Obama was never black. They should have said, that's my Hawaiian friend.
That's crazy, right?
I mean, where did that come from?
Because what is his name? Tell me his first and last name.
It's Barack just Hussein Obama. Yeah.
Word. And then he's Hawaiian, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, damn, what year they made that a state? It's like, come on, man. He's an island. He's not connected to the U.S., bro. Mm-hmm. That is crazy, bro. He's really, it's got something to do. He mm-hmm. really, what's that dude killed himself? Osama bin Laden?
They bin killed Laden? Him.
He killed himself? Suicide?
No, they killed him.
On TV? He was going live. I remember I was in elementary school. He was going live.
Bud Dwyer?
He was going live on TV. He killed himself. Or they killed him. They said they killed him. Osama bin Laden or... It was Osama bin Laden, bro?
They pulled up and killed him.
In the white sheet?
If
they
you believe the account that was told okay, by yeah, the U.S. government.
I read in a conspiracy book, okay. A conspiracy book in jail that they just... That was all, like, you know, but...
They could have captured... Bin Laden, but they decided to just kill him on the spot, which is pretty. That says a lot because it's like nobody is getting captured in America, and they just you're standing there with your hands up, and they just kill you anyway.
That shit showed me that shit like Pinky and Brain and Mojo Jojo. Mm-hmm. That's like I could take over the world. That's what I'm kind of doing. Mm-hmm. And that shit that I used to just gravitate, like even though I didn't care about it, when I used to get off the school bus and walk straight to the kitchen for my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I hear my grandma in there looking at Osama bin Laden on the news talking about, I don't know what he's talking about, but he about to get lit. Mm-hmm. And they care about him. He not nobody. He not a celebrity, nobody. Mm-hmm. But he, you know.
For real.
Huh? Yeah, well, I'm taking over the world. Fuck that.
I support that.
I'm dissing every Bible that came out. When I was in jail, I used to do that, though. I used to question the Quran, all that.
Right. Yeah, that's what's funny. People get locked up and they decide they're just going to believe in some random religion. First religion random. They hear about, they're like, I'm down. Like, I need anything I can get in here.
Yeah, that's just crazy. That's sad.
What is that, bro?
Well, they all do it, man.
And then they want to say you're an asshole if you disagree with their religion. It's like, nah, this shit is just fucking totally made up. And you just latched onto it because you needed a helping hand while you're in prison.
Yep, a helping hand just to eat and just to have somebody and be accepted.
I mean, jail's just so shitty that people just cling to a religion because they know. They need something.
I was Rastafarian.
See?
Yo, because listen, though.
I was Rastafarian off the K2.
What? They brought me yams, curry, chicken, all that shit.
You think Bob Marley ever smoked
K2?
How you
get that? Word.
There's a bar.
Word. I swear to God.
It's weird that in my head, Bob Marley smoked K2. That just sounds like a bar. You haven't said it yet, but it sounds like a bar.
Nah, it does sound like a bar, though.
Yeah.
Because I don't know when that shit was invented, but that shit is crazy. It's just 30,000 times intense of weed, but it give you the withdrawal 30 times of heroin.
You got to make Alex take you around Skid Row because you smell hella K2.
Like, if I smell that, my withdrawal. I'm trying to stay away from that because I used to smoke that for like 2-3 years.
Really?
So I had to get off of that, bro. I had throwing up, sweating and shit.
And were you wilding? Like, was it really making you do some crazy shit?
No. I never had an episode to where I wild out my family. I was always conscious, but it just had me like fiend out. Like, I needed it. It was the itch to scratch every 5 minutes, every 2 seconds.
You never smoked Sherm?
No.
A lot of great rap music been made off that shit.
What's that? That's that
PCP.
OG Angel Bobby Dust. Johnson?
Yeah.
OG Bobby Johnson.
I don't know. Is it OG Bobby Johnson? That's what they call it?
OG Bobby Johnson, that movie?
Yeah. But they smoked Sherm in that movie?
PCP, okay. Tookie Williams and all that?
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Big Wu-Tang. Cost. All the old Wu-Tang albums were made off PCP,
yeah,
too.
That's crazy. Staten Island. Yeah. Oh, man, PCP?
Yeah.
To my bombing fluid?
Yeah.
Dip cigarettes?
Yeah.
Syracuse. Shout out to my boys. Syracuse. Shout out to my boys. Nah, they be wildin' though. I don't know. I never tried it though. But the only I'm grateful. That's why I'm grateful for jail.
Mm.
My lips chapped like a motherfucker. Don't matter. But I can crack this water.
For sure.
It ain't gonna have Corona on it.
No, go crazy.
You sure?
It's
you didn't
sealed.
Touch this?
Check it out.
Did
sealed.
You touch it though?
Sealed paint. No,
you picked this?
Thing? I didn't touch it.
All right. But now, what I was saying, bro?
Something about putting K2 in your ass. I don't know.
38 Special and Griselda did that. Why you interview Murder Mook and Loaded Lux?
Yo, I never heard of a grown man call himself a Mook.
Word, what's wrong with a Mook? Mook means faggot in New York. Everybody knows really? That. Mook means faggot. No disrespect to gay people. I'm not homophobic. I would never say that, but listen. That's what Mook means in New York. And his name is Murder Mook.
I mean, there's a lot of slang that means one thing and that means some gay shit to other
people. Mook can't mean nothing else. He just ran with it. And I never heard like a...
But he's been that for like 20 years.
20? How old is he?
I mean, he's been around.
Lux had a V-neck on, $5 V-neck for the corner store. He is so hurt, man. I swear to God, that shit is crazy, bro.
How do you even know about...
Because I've seen it. I follow you, man.
Oh, okay. Huh?
But no, I went to Juvenile. Okay. I live from New York. I mean, I'm from New York. I went to Juvenile. Juvenile, for them to get the inmates to calm down, they bring DVDs in. They bring pornos, rap battles. Uh-huh. I would see these niggas. So then I was young, a teenager, and I was seeing when I come home, and now I'm older and see these same people. They still look the same, wearing the same clothes, and still talk about the same thing.
Mm.
That's crazy. I am disappointed at them.
Well, what's Murder Mook supposed to do? Being a battle rapper?
Bro, he's supposed to do something, bro. You better switch over to real estate or something. Go get a job, bro. Start driving 18-wheelers, bro. That's crazy. You still doing the same thing? He wearing Hudson Leathers and shit and fitteds and shit. That's crazy, bro. You got people over here surpassing. He's just sitting there. I would be disappointed, bro. Like, I couldn't talk to my mom and tell her anything.
Damn. I hope Murder Mook got some bars for you.
I would kill him, bro. He can't rap better than me. Nobody can rap better than me. I swear to God, I'm going to rap my ass off. I'm going to rap like my life depended on it every time.
Mm.
Until they kill me, man, I'm going to rap. Like,
what would you say if you saw A Boogie?
A Boogie?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him, do he think he can beat me?
Rap-wise, do you think? Or?
Matter of fact, no. If I see A Boogie, I'm going to whoop his ass, bro. You should never did that to Lil B, bro.
Right.
Huh? Lil B? Lil B? A Boogie. A Boogie from High Bridge Projects in the Bronx.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know if he's a gangster. I don't know. I don't care his story. But I know how the project says in the Bronx. Little B is Little B.
Mm.
Why would you assault him? Go assault Chief Keef.
What I realized after that happened, what I realized is
they took his laptop, too. And Little B got fake dreads, man. Little B be delusional, bro. Little B is fucking got mental health issues. And why is you punching on him? We fuck with Little B. Got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers.
Okay, but this is the thing is that when that happened, I realized that A Boogie and PNB Rock had no fucking clue why we all hold Lil B in such high regard. But to them, it was just another dude who talked shit and they seen him. Oh, we got to run down on him.
Man, I swear to God, do you really think PNB Rock or anybody of hip hop don't know Lil B, bro? Stop playing, bro. If you don't know Lil B, you're not nothing, bro. But I don't even want to know you.
Lil B came out 2008, 2009, 2010-ish. I could see it that, like, you know, 10 plus years removed from that, these dudes are out rolling loud and they're like, oh, that guy talks shit about me. They don't know how much we loved him and how much he means to the culture overall. They're from the hood. They're from the Bronx. I'm totally open to the, well, not PNB Rock, but, like, I'm totally open to the possibility that A Boogie just in the hood, he don't know nothing about Lil B. That doesn't surprise me.
That doesn't surprise you?
Yeah, because I mean. Surprised,
that, bro, man, I've been around, man. Me and A Boogie probably around the same age, bro.
Mm. But he might have been.
Huh?
Doing his thing in the Bronx. You don't know fucking
thing
what's
in the
going
Bronx.
On
I've
the
been
internet.
Around, bro. Listen, I always travel, bro.
Hmm.
And I was in the Bronx at 13 and called Pyramid Juvenile. Everybody from New York State goes to the same reception center, and they stay there for 2 weeks to a month as a juvenile. And every New York City, like they know, bro. Like I've been around for everything, for the YG shit. Like it's crazy, bro.
What about
whoop A Boogie ass and PNB? I would fight them at the same time and Blueface, bro. Whoop Blueface ass, bro. I could really squab. I do UFC. I thought you do UFC, but I be getting the bar fights and shit, bro.
I got COVID. I'm weak as fuck now. I can never fight again.
Yeah, but know what I said in the rap that Alex said? It was never no disrespect. I fought with you. You the coolest podcast in the world. I fought with you more than any podcast.
Oh, you said
bro.
Something about giving me top or something, huh? What was that? Something like that.
All right, look. I just say you don't think it's you don't think all. You in the porn, bro? I heard you a porn star, huh?
Yep.
Bro, they told me and Jed that you was better than Brian Pumper, bro.
They dead right.
They told me I need to get your shit, bro.
Damn, my name rings bells in the jails up in Rochester.
They said you had Tim's on the bitch neck like this.
That's not true, but I'm going to disagree with it. Yeah.
Bitch with the elbow. Hit a bitch on the top of
the
elbow.
You fuck with Brian Pumper?
Huh?
You fuck with Brian Pumper?
I heard about him in jail. What the fuck? I sell pussy books.
Legends.
I really didn't get crazy like that, but I got pussy books on deck. I'm a hustler.
Mm.
So whatever you need, I got.
Mm.
I got the shit with Brian Pumper in it, too. That's what you want? You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Yeah.
We just had a bitch
in here. I got the 18 plus, all that.
We did an episode of the Patreon with this naked Asian girl who's sitting right where you're sitting, actually. And she fucking was telling us that she was talking about wanting to fuck Brian Pumper. And her boyfriend said, that's the one dude you're not allowed to fuck.
Why?
He's jealous or something,
I guess. Yeah, I ain't gonna fuck. Even though he always had fake jewelry, he always been delusional and stupid and crazy. He be fucking them hoes. He be fucking them hoes, though.
I hear a lot.
He be fucking them hoes.
Bro, because I know older dudes in L.A. who will be like, yo, like, Brian Pumper, he used to be in the club. He would have three bitches on leashes. He was the man. He had the flyest bitches.
He definitely do.
I'm pretty sure that has not been the case for a long time, especially since I'm pretty sure he's locked up right now. But for a while, he was the man around town. Which is, it says a lot. You need a lighter right here?
Sure, I know it work.
Damn,
yeah, that's
bro.
Crazy, though. Yeah, I don't know where Brian Pumper at. That's some old shit. That's some OG shit.
Yeah, we seen video of him getting locked up, and then somebody sent me paperwork saying that he was locked up for some offenses of the sexual kind.
Brian Pumper is delusional, bro.
Oh, yeah.
All that fake jewelry he run around with, that's crazy, bro. He go to corner store and get big body shit.
And the funniest thing is that he was on Vlad, and he said, oh, you know, celebrities, they don't wear $1 million worth of jewelry to go out because, you know, they wear a fake version of that jewelry, which, okay, maybe some celebrities do that. That's clearly not what you're doing. You do not have the real version of
that's
at
crazy.
Home.
That's crazy.
You fucking liar. You ever listen to Young Gleesh?
Nah. Matter of fact, I heard like three songs. Oh, okay. I had two songs.
That just came to mind.
Where he at?
He's around here somewhere.
Where? L.A.? He's from L.A.? North Carolina?
Well, he's from...
North Carolina?
No, not North Carolina.
You're from
he's from D.C.?
Sad.
Chicago? D.C., right.
What did we taste good at?
I forgot. That's bad. I interviewed him twice. Now, you were saying you should listen to Young Gleesh more because I feel like
you
I
ever
heard...
interviewed Lil Reese? Oh, my bad. I cut you off. What'd you say?
Lil Reese, I've been trying to do the interview, but then he goes and does fucking Cam Capone news.
And then talk
the other
shit
day.
About him.
Yeah, I don't know
how
if he's saying anything
about
me.
Somebody do an interview
and no offense to Cam Capone because I just was checking out his channel watching the Lil Reese shit, but I don't know. For some reason, Lil Reese is fucking scared to come do Net Jumper or Vlad TV. I don't know.
That's crazy, bro.
You don't want to support us.
Because he act like, I don't know. He go up there for an interview and have people ask him his questions. He asked specifically for these questions and then just diss him. Act like, I don't want to do no interview. I don't want to talk to these niggas. That's crazy.
I would probably really ask him straight. I would ask him, like, what happened with the situation? Like, did you shit on yourself? Like, I would like to know the real version of that story. Like, I don't think he wants to talk about shit like
I
that.
I want
to
know, did you shoot an uppercut, a jab? Did you come out the store? Did they jab you or did they up a pole? Did you not fight back because they had a gun?
Yeah.
Or who was you trying to call? Like, was it your last call? Was you trying to call Jesus or your mom?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. You could have at least got up off the ground, but I done been jumped by 11 people.
I don't know. I know is I did have a Lil
Reese. I fought with Lil Reese, though.
I had a Lil Reese interview booked years ago. I actually hired a fucking undercover cop to be there to, do security because we were supposed to do duck in the same day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to get security at the shop so that if there is any kind of overlap between them, then they could help handle it or whatever. And they both bailed, which was nice to get dissed by both gangs at the same time.
They probably, that's crazy. Yes.
Same day.
Lil Reese is crazy. Chief Keef is crazy.
Yeah, you said you were fresher than him.
Huh? Yeah, I'm fresher. Because, nah, I ain't going to front. I say I'm fresher than whoever is fresh.
Okay.
I say I'm fresher than whoever's fresh. So if I say I'm fresher than you, I think you're fresh.
Okay.
That Glow Gang clothing line is fire.
This is true.
That shit been fire. Yeah. But Chief Keef, he's crazy, bro.
He won't do the interview either.
Why, though?
I don't know.
What's wrong with him? Mm-hmm. You think he's too bougie?
I don't know. Maybe he don't want to put himself out there like that.
He playing PS5
he'll
in the crib
with
his
arcades?
He'll
always hit me up to tell me he fucks with me, but then I'll be like, let's do the interview. He'll be like, no.
Because he don't want to talk. He probably got it. I ain't going to front. I was in special ed. Chief Keef would have been in my class. But we probably would have picked on him because he would have just sat there twisting his dress the whole day like this. Huh?
Style, yeah.
Now I fuck with Chief, man. Yeah. That's the Chief is just like Gucci, man. Chief putting that work, bro.
I never would have been thinking about a little Dirk having fake dreads if it wasn't for you talking about it.
I know, right? How his hair get that long? I grew my shits in jail because I didn't have shit else to do. I put peanut butter and jelly and twist it and my shit just grew out. Look,
damn.
Split. You see that?
That's hard.
You know what I'm saying? Lil Durk, that's crazy. He got the same shit Fetty Wap got. They don't got no, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Fetty Wap had fake dreads like 5 years ago. Are they not real by now? They don't just grow in?
Yeah, they real by now. Okay. But Lil Durk just followed the same trend, so I guess they just making it cool now.
Mm.
But for a person that grows real out their skull and it take months, that I just felt like, what the fuck, bruh?
Yeah.
Huh?
You know, when I realized that 6ix9ine was running around with a lace front,
Yeah, that's
that was kind of mind blowing to me. When I first saw a picture where I could just tell that it was a wig, I was like, oh, fuck. Because I was thinking, like, damn, you really dyeing your hair like that, like, every week?
Yo, this some real shit. This some real shit. Hold on. This some real shit. When I seen that, it was a real lace front. I seen a video, and I seen that line, like, yeah, you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I knew that he was trying to feed his family, man. Yeah. I would never do it, but I knew that he was desperate. I'm like, yo, you're desperate, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy. He ready to suck dick, lick balls, lick ass. That's crazy.
Yeah. Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
I hope his, I'll be seeing his baby mom. Follow her. I'll be liking her pictures and shit.
Oh, yeah, Sarah.
Yeah, I follow her, bro.
Sarah's dope. Sarah harder. She way harder than him.
I treat her way better than he did. Bro.
She got the BBL now, bro. Upgrade. Just went up like 3 points.
Word, bro.
Easy.
Long as she don't fuck with him.
Except she had brand deals for the BBL and like got to post the before and after photos on the feed and shit. I'm not mad at that.
Nah, I ain't, man. I'm going to fuck her. Huh? Boys, I like her. I'm not going to never unfollow her. I don't follow everybody. I don't follow Famous Dex. Mm. I'm about to unfollow Rich the Kid.
Cause why you unfollow Dex?
Because Dex worried about what the media say about him.
Yeah.
He worried about what everybody tell him, what everybody say about him. That's not right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if, like, go through your shit. You want to do drugs, do it. Don't go. You know, he going through shit because other people pressuring him, bro. He just doing
the weird
shit,
thing
bro.
For me and Dex is, like, I remember when he was Mr. Popular. He had everybody on his dick dying to just be hanging out around him and shit. And then it just slowly it just got worse and worse with the drugs. And the people don't want to be around him. And it's just crazy watching it all play out.
Yeah, with everybody telling him. He go live and all his viewers telling him he need to get help.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And he's saying that he went to fucking rehab and stuff. I don't believe that.
I mean, yeah, he can't. No, I ain't gonna lie. He did something though, cause he came out with a haircut.
Oh, yeah.
He got two lines in his shit like Riff Raff. He was switching it up. You know what I'm saying? He did look a little sober, but now it's quiet.
I mean,
he getting coked up. He need to might as well invite me. We need to do a feature.
His music is like, you know, the drugs are probably the problem for show, but like his music is just, it has never grown or changed.
It's
at
horrible,
all.
Right?
It's just what's like wrong that, with it, right? That's such a big part of like what he would need to change if he wanted people to really fuck with him.
Can I ask you a question? What made you interview Murder Mook and Lil Lex though?
I mean, Murder Mook, we already had it lined up just because I'm a fan of him.
You're a fan of like his bars?
As a battle rapper, yeah. I think his shit is crazy. But then it was really good timing because it ended up being like him and Drake went viral for hanging out and they had a photo on Drake's Instagram at that moment. So it worked really good because you got to tell the whole story about Drake.
Drake the GOAT. I ain't gonna front, yo. It's crazy because I be telling niggas every day they don't see what Meek Mill did to Drake, man.
Mm. What did he do?
Huh? Huh? What he did?
What did Meek Mill?
I mean, hold on. I may say that wrong because I was thinking keep it a bin, which I don't even know what Daisy Lane is. But I was trying to say what Drake did to Meek Mill. What Meek Mill did to Drake was get on some shit where he think he can pull his street card. But that street shit don't mean, I don't care how much money you made, I don't care what you made. It's about rap. Rap is a sport.
Hmm.
So it's like, who can rap better? Who can pick the better, you know what I'm saying? Who can do anything better? Better metaphors, get wittier. Or you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He finished his career.
You blame Drake for Meek's career not being at a high point now?
No, I don't blame Drake. I blame Meek Mill.
It feels
Drake ended this shit. He should have just knew it as knowing hip hop.
But it kind of felt like Meek's career was still doing real good while him and Drake were beefing, and then like it took a couple of years for the Meek Mill backlash to hit. Am I wrong? That's how I see it.
No, you're right. But
it's weird because now it feels like Meek Mill is like public enemy number one. People just looking to shit on him no matter what.
Because he's trying to prove his gangster. Everybody questioning it.
Mm. Yeah, I guess it might be a little bit of that. What do your fans got to look forward to? What are your big plans going
forward?
Crack
Dreams. I got Crack Dreams coming.
Okay.
Crack Dreams, the album. And I got American Terror's video coming. That's going to be crazy.
Uh-huh.
Crack Dreams is crazy. That's the best album ever. I put everything into this, everything my all.
I need that. You know, you're one rapper that I actually like interview, and now I want to go listen to more right now. I just want to be like refresh myself on the bars and stuff. If you're gonna tell me to go drive home and listen to one project on Spotify or whatever, which one would you say I should?
American Terrace.
Okay.
Because it just hit me out on every part. It hit me on the good side. It hit the real me. It hit the bad me. It hit Slither me. It hit everything. I touched all bases on that song. I was really pissed the fuck off that day. Really mad at the world. Everybody in my single life I was mad at, bro. Mm. Word. I killed this all day by myself, too. Had money and drink with me. Shout out to him.
Tell me a couple things about Henny. Henny tastes like?
Pop Rocks when I was little. Henny is always there for me. Henny is on No Jumper. Henny came from the hood to No Fucking Jumper, the coolest podcast in the world.
I like how you're really looking at it like you're in love with it.
Because I am, bro. It's like I was... This shit really been the same shit. It didn't change, bro. It's the same shit, bro. Mm-hmm. It get me by. It make me comfortable. It make me feel that everything is all right. I can talk to you comfortably. Mm-hmm. I'm not like all weirded out or fanned out. I'm like, yo, this is regular. This is my guy.
I'm your guy. We're here.
Hmm? Shout out. Ain't nobody cool but us, bro. Huh? Fuck did they talk about?
You know what song that name is from?
Well, Ain't Nobody Cool?
Yeah.
Who did that? It better be Fatal Santana, I swear to God.
Yeah, no.
Who is it?
Project Pat.
Oh!
Oh, he from the hood? Fuck that. Ain't nobody cool.
Project Pat, bro, what? Come on, man. He got the intro to my new album that's getting fucking... Shout out to TK.
Shout out TK.
This shit getting... Atlantic Records. I'm the real Gucci when he signed the Big Cat Records.
Mm.
Big Cat Records was Atlantic? I'm... Hey.
Big Cat Records. He was shitting on Big Cat, man.
Take my shirt off and all the hoes stop breathing.
And now people think that's a Playboi Carti lyric. You ever listen to a whole lot of Red?
Hell nah, bro. What the fuck, bro? Come on, I'm never going to listen to that dude, bro. I listen to Lil Uzi before I listen to him.
Mm. You fuck with Uzi?
Hell yeah, I fuck with Uzi, bro. Okay. Uzi, real nigga, bro.
Yeah.
And he going to punch some shit out. And he be blacking.
And he take his time for creativity, bro.
And he drop mad music, bro. These niggas be going in the booth taking 3 hours to rap.
Yeah.
They be like, hold on, let me think. Yo, I love what you about to say.
Uzi, one of the only people that could like be accused of sticking a gun in a girl's face and punching on her and all this shit. And even the woke girls on Twitter, I didn't see any of them talking shit about it.
That's because he like fucking 2 feet. Yeah. He like 42 Doug size.
They don't consider him a man. That's fucked up.
He put that diamond in his forehead. I'm like, he was going through it that day. He took it out. He took the diamond up?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I know he was going through it that day.
This shit's
going
to get infected or something. Like that's to me, like, I could never, like, have, like, big hoop. They used to have the gauges in people's ears when I was coming up, and I would be like, bro, I can't do that because I'm going to have to fight somebody.
You can't?
They're going to rip that shit out. That's the same thing with the diamond. Like, you can't get into a scrap if you got a diamond in your forehead because they hit that shit one time, it fucking cracks your whole
skull.
What
made you grow the hair?
Just, I don't know. People told me I look too mean as a skinhead.
They say you look too mean?
Yeah.
They called you a skinhead?
Everybody.
Damn.
I might go back though. I might
You're
be
the
like,
coolest
fuck
podcast
it.
In the world, bro.
And I can't be a skinhead?
Huh? That's crazy,
bro. I can't interview all these rappers and be a skinhead? God damn it.
Bro, the skinheads be the coolest people ever, bro. They don't be like them stuck up dick in the booty ass niggas, bro. They be
all day. I don't know. I'm gonna be real. I've never been friends. I read books about them. I watched documentary. I've never known a skinhead.
All right, boom, man. Listen here. If I was in jail and I got the white collar uppity person that just faked on his taxes and got locked up, and then I'm with the skinhead, bro.
Mm.
Huh? He got the coke. We can relate. He done did what I did. We going through the same shit. He probably owe child support.
Probably, yeah.
Most likely.
Probably got some cool suspenders and shit.
Word. Mm. And we friends, and we just sharing now. We eating together. And fuck that other. We going to beat him up now.
Yeah. Fuck them other white people.
Word.
Just go
word.
Straight
he said
for,
that. Word.
Go for the straight, most racist white person. That's my man. All right.
You ever been to jail, bro?
Hell no.
Damn, that's crazy.
One night.
When last time you been to a bar, bro?
A bar?
I know, right?
I don't know. I got to bring a that's security crazy, guard bro. With me if I go to the
it's
bar.
It's crazy how many people love you, man, in the world, man. It's crazy, bro. Well, I
people
want to
kill me,
you.
Too.
When I came home from prison, bro, I just started getting it, I tapped, especially when you tapped in with me, bro, everybody went crazy.
For real?
Everybody went crazy. They act like I was rich, bro, like I signed a deal.
Wow.
And I'm like tapping into your shit, bro, and then I see the hate. But you know what? This is the coolest podcast in the world. I'm throwing foes down. Y'all hating.
Hey.
Huh? Well, we're going 22 million. We about to do 22 million, bro.
22 million.
We're King of New York.
RX
Shout
Killer.
Shout out RX Poppy.
RX Killer.
RX Killer, bro. With 2 feet. None of them niggas can fight better than me and squabble better than me and do anything. This is how I made it this far.
Right.
They all went through complications. My street record is clean. My rap record is clean. I never told. I never did anything.
Hell yeah. I mean, word. Even if so they ain't heard your music, I feel like they're going to really, like, fuck with you as a person regardless. And then they can go
yeah,
see
they
the music
better
after
tap.
That.
They better tap in. They ain't got no choice. I'm about to squabble Blueface. They better let him know. I'm about to squabble him because I ain't going to front. TK going to put the money up.
I'm going to hit Blueface line and be like, yo, I got a homie want to fight you.
TK just texted me. I just got the text. He said he about to put the money up. How much you said it is?
I mean, I think you're getting $1 million to fight this TikTok.
A million? Yeah. Yeah, all that shit. PPP, EV, pandemic. We about to put all that up.
It's a band-aid.
And I'm going to whoop his ass. Hit him with a head button. All I swear to God, we get physical, bro. For that money, I'm going to put my hood on, bro. They love it. I swear to God, coolest podcast in the world.
Coolest podcast in the world. R.A.S.K. Defu. We got more on the way, too. When Poppy comes back, we'll do another one, all right?
I swear to God, he going to get super crazy. He can't stop talking.
Maybe I'll get drunk, too. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. The Patreon coolest. Producers are on the fucking screen. Patreon.com/No Jumper. We on YouTube. We all that. I'm going to actually make this outro make sense at one point. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Shout out to Henny. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Backwoods.
Mm-hmm.
All that.
Shout out to all that.
Shout out 2020.
This is Adam 22, and this is Nephew 31 Grams.
That way. Eat these edibles.
Need your edibles.
You gotta
all
love
this shit.
You gotta love
them. I'm about to eat the shit out of these, bro. I'm gonna be smart. All this shit. Hell good gas.
That shit'll get you back to Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
Gang.